Here we go.
I don't really care about the facts and details.
Yo! Come on!
All right, we are finally here for episode number 5 of Think Big, Think Loud with Livingston and Selby. I'm Livingston.
And I'm Selby.
How are you doing, Lynn?
I'm good. How you doing, Joey?
I'm not too bad. I'm in southern Indiana, right pretty much on the border of Kentucky.
Wow. So
not the best place in the world, but
right.
I hopefully won't be here too long. But we'll
didn't
see.
You say earlier that you had gotten a call from your dispatch?
Yeah, he thought he had a trip, but it wound up being too far away
from pickup.
It was still like a couple hours away from me. So, but anyway, yeah. He'll get me out of here tomorrow. I drove like Saturday and Sunday to get here, and so I had Sunday and Monday off, you know, for the holiday. But so we just got to get this episode knocked out so we can be done for the week. We got a music one out there for people now. I hope everybody's listening to it. I enjoyed doing that one. That was a good one.
That was a good one. There were some good picks in there.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
And I've heard stuff from people on the first one. Everybody seemed to like that as well. And it's still doing really well. So
cool.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to those.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. I finished up watching The Voice this past week. They finally got a winner. A gal from Niall Horan's team, Gina Miles, won.
Uh-huh.
It got down to, it was her and, I can't remember the girl's first name. Her last name was Wes. She was a country, female country singer from Blake's team. So it was between her and Gina Miles from Niall's team. And Gina won, but it was a good show. They brought back every winning contestant from Blake's team, all 9 wins that he had. They brought them all back. So he got he was up there giving everybody a hug. And
it had to be pretty emotional for him, huh?
Yeah, you could tell it was. And I did find out. That the person taking his place is Reba McEntire. So she's going to be coaching next week or next year.
That's freaking awesome. I love Reba McEntire. I really do.
And also,
she's still spunky as hell.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? For her age, she is just, she's like the typical, she's like one of my aunts that I had growing up on my dad's side of the family from Mississippi. That's who she reminds me of. And I think that's why I relate to her, because it reminds me of my family.
Yeah.
You know, in Mississippi. Well, so I don't know.
It's funny because Blake left finally. And so Reba's taking his place.
Nice.
And Gwen Stefani is coming back. So I was like, Blake goes home and Gwen goes to the show. It doesn't make much sense, but
somebody's got to make some money,
I guess.
Your turn.
I don't think either one of them have to worry about making money.
Oh, not at all. No.
I'm sure they got plenty, but anyway.
It's probably, you know, it's just probably a disgusting amount that make you vomit anyways. So.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, but I don't think they have too many financial problems, but
right.
No, but yeah, it was a good show. It ended well, and I really liked that show. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it now that Blake's gone. I may still watch it, but it won't be the same. He was the show for me, but
yeah. But you had mentioned earlier that you were watching America's Got Talent.
Yeah, the All-Star one.
Yeah.
I'm still watching it. I'm into like the, I think I just finished the fourth one where they're picking them, and then they go through like four episodes, and the super fans pick one for every show, and then they each have a golden buzzer and they each get to pick one. So there's only like eight people at the final episode, and when you get it down to one, and these okay. are most of these people have already won before, or they were really close to winning
and right.
got invited back. Okay. So. But it's people from all over the world, you know, it's not just from America.
Right. Well, they got a UK voice, and
they got them everywhere. Not they're voice,
everywhere. Yeah.
They got the voice everywhere America's too, but the Americans got talent. But
right.
Yeah. Cause they'll have
they had American Idol was in the UK as well.
Yeah. They got like Britain's Got Talent and Philippines Got Talent and Turkey's right. got talent. Every country you can think of has got their own.
There's talent from everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from. There's people that are so talented that deserve to be where they're at.
Yeah. It's,
I feel that way anyway.
There's been some good acts come off that show. I really like that show. You know, I never used to like Simon in the beginning, but he grows on you. I really like him now. So
he looks like shit, doesn't he?
He does. You know, he does look pretty rough.
He really does look like shit. I know he's old, but you know what?
He's not that old. He's not that old.
Isn't he like in his late 60s?
No.
Maybe
at the oldest, early 60s, real early. Oh. He may even be in his late 50s. He's not as old as you think he is.
Okay.
But I think Howie Mandel is older than Simon.
Yeah, I think Howie is older.
I think Howie is like 63. So I think Simon's probably 58, 59.
You know, I wasn't a big fan when fucking Numbnuts, fucking Howard Stern was on there.
You know, I like Howard Stern to a degree.
I can't stand that motherfucker.
I listen to his show sometimes, and I don't really listen to hear him talk. I listen for the guests. Because I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear Howard Stern talk, period.
Oh, no. He's a fucking moron.
But I like some of the guests he has on there.
Well, yeah.
But Howard's okay. But
Howard used to be okay. And then
he's
went the wrong direction.
He's kind of a whiny baby. No.
he's a little bitch.
He whines about everything, and so I don't know. I mean, we all have those whiny moments, but
all the time.
He seems to do it quite a bit lately. He's just turned into he's turned into an old man, and he doesn't want to admit it.
That's true. He's old.
Yeah, he's a lot older than either one of us. So,
yes, he is.
But anyway, Howard Stern. I don't know, but yeah, he's a different duck.
the shock jock is what they used to call him.
Yeah, you know, but that doesn't work really anymore. I mean, people aren't so taken aback or shocked by the sexual stuff that he does. It's more now where it's just disgusting to hear him talk about any of it. Because it just seems vulgar. You know, with the whole Me Too movement and everything else, it just doesn't seem, and it doesn't do it the same way anymore either, right, because of that. But I don't know. I don't understand. To me, it's more entertaining and more funny when it's a little more innuendo. Uh-huh. Like, it's just hinted at. And you got to kind of make up your own mind about what's being talked about. And you don't just come out and say it, you know. To me, that's funnier. Because everybody knows what you're talking about, but nobody's saying it, you know.
True.
To me, that kind of stuff is funny. Just like a movie is, sometimes a scary movie is more scary when you don't really see what's happening.
Right.
You know, it's all like playing out in your head more than anything.
Right.
Because our imaginations are far greater than anything that they can show us.
And that's where our fear comes from, is
such
a broad imagination.
Exactly. And when, you know, they tend to think they need to show us everything. They don't. There's older movies that I watch where you don't see anything. And they're just as intense as stuff where you're seeing all the gore, you know. You don't have to see it. I was watching that movie, that M. Night Shyamalan movie, Signs, with Mel Gibson.
Signs, yes. I like that movie.
I was watching that for the very first time. And I was at my house by myself in the dark watching this movie. And the aliens are up in the attic and the door kind of shakes a little bit.
Uh-huh. And
right as that happened, the fucking toilet seat in the bathroom falls. Just bam! Just scared the living shit out of me. I jumped about 6 feet off the couch. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But
oh, no kidding, huh?
But, you know, that movie, you didn't really see anything. It didn't show anything. But movie was just as scary to me as somebody who did show something, because of how it was.
Well, you know, when I was younger, I watched Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
No, it was on Friday the 13th. I'm sorry, Friday the 13th.
Same. And same difference.
More or less, yeah, just different.
Different monster.
Yeah. It was Friday the 13th, and I was at home one night, and I was by myself. I was probably about 15 years old, and got done watching that at my buddy's house, and I'm at home by myself, and I'm like, shit, you know, we had a few beers, you know, at his place, and we snuck from his parents, and so, you know, a couple of beers, when you're that young, it doesn't take much. No. And I was freaking out, dude. It was Friday the 13th. I stayed up until midnight, till dawn, dude. My mom came home late at night, and I was sitting in this big Papasan chair with my back to the wall. And I had my 30-30 rifle with me. I'm like,
every one of those movies is so hilarious to me now.
I know,
Not the least bit scary at all. But
no, it's very entertaining now.
Yes, yes.
It is, because you can watch it without being all freaked out.
The one with him in space.
Right? How stupid is that?
It's so far-fetched. Right. My God. Some of the stuff that they did, it was just hilarious.
Jason goes to Manhattan.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, what? Did he just want to take a trip to Manhattan or what?
He was on holiday, bro.
I guess, you know. God.
You know, and have you seen Halloween, The End?
No, and I don't any of those movies, really.
With Michael Myers.
It just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Michael finally dies, and so does Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, it's about fucking time.
Right? After 20 freaking Halloween?
And she's had like three different sets of kids, different husbands, different marriages, all this stuff. The story doesn't flow together from one movie to the next.
Right. Yes.
If you go back and watch them, it's like, okay, in the last movie, she had a son. Now she doesn't have a son. She has a daughter. Okay.
What happened to the son? Where did the daughter come from? Well, we know where she came from, but
it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter.
Where was she at? Yeah.
It keeps changing. So it's like, I gave up on that movie. The only one that's any good is the very first one.
I like the first Halloween.
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's probably the best.
That's with any of those movies. Friday the 13th.
The first one was always the best because by the time you got to the sixth one, you already know what's happening.
Do you remember who
Freddy's going to come in and slice shit up and blah, 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 and you're going to fall asleep and dream and he's going to fuck you up.
Do you remember who was in the first Nightmare on Elm Street?
Wasn't that Johnny Depp was in
Johnny Depp, major freaking actor. Yeah,
I love Johnny Depp.
So do I.
He's an amazing actor.
I bet a lot of people don't recall him being in a horror movie like that, but yeah.
I do remember that.
He was very young.
Studly. Yeah. He was.
Yeah, he's been around a while. Horror movies. I don't know. I can't think of any concept they could do with a horror movie that would scare me. Maybe something with demons.
You know, I watched one and it was about some backwoods folks.
Oh, that kind of shit scares me.
I was terrified, Joey. I'm like, motherfucker, there are people like that in this world for real.
Yes.
And could you imagine being caught up in, you know what? You got stranded. Your car broke down and now you're fucking somebody's lunch meat.
You know, they exist. Fuck that. They exist in everyday life, places where people would never expect those kind of people to exist.
That's true.
It's extremely frightening that people like that exist. First off, I don't understand the appeal of eating another human being.
I don't either.
There is no way it could ever taste that damn good where I would just crave it and want to eat another human.
Right.
You know, they say that we taste a lot like pork.
Really?
So maybe we do, you know, maybe our bacon is pretty good. I don't know, but.
I might go on a diet then. Better lean my bacon out.
I guess.
Don't want a few marbles.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be tracked down for your bacon. Man.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's just really odd. I can't imagine anyone with the desire to eat someone else. Have you ever seen that movie, Carlisle? what's the guy's name? I can't remember his first name, but Ravenous is the name of the movie.
Ravenous.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's basically about during like Civil War type time.
Okay.
And this guy shows up at this fort in the wintertime. And he starts killing people off and eating them because he got used to doing this when he was traveling before and he likes it. So it supposedly gives him power.
Oh,
he gets some kind of restorative power when he eats human flesh.
I see.
And I don't know if that's there any truth to that, but it was, the story was based on something that really happened.
Ravenous. I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I think, I don't know what it's got to be available on some streaming platform, but
I'll find it.
Yeah. But Robert, I want to say the guy's name is Robert Carlyle. Have you ever seen that movie? Oh, God. The Big Monty. I think it's called The Big Monty.
The Big Monty.
Yeah, where the guys do that strip show.
Oh, The Full Monty.
Full Monty. Yeah, The Full Monty. Have you seen that movie? Yeah. You remember remember the blonde guy in that movie, Carlyle, Robert Carlyle, the one, he's like one of the two main guys in that movie.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
He is the main star in Ravenous,
okay,
as well.
Okay.
He's a good actor, real good actor. That's
you
a
know
good
who movie. I like? Have you heard of Chris Atkins?
The name sounds familiar. What's he
in? He's a big time martial artist.
Okay.
So there's a lot of martial art movies.
Oh, okay.
His name is Chris Atkins, and man, the dude's badass. He's just badass.
We haven't had any badass martial arts actors in a while. Not since Jean-Claude Van Damme, right? I don't think.
Oh shit, my AirPods are almost down.
Oh, are they? Well, let's take a break real quick. We'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back.
All right, we're back. Welcome back, everyone. Took a little break there, got a refresh on the drink, and now we're going to talk about a party for drinking. Your bachelor party is coming up.
It's coming up. Yeah.
Pretty soon. I know the idea has been tossed around a couple different times. You wanted to go somewhere, but that's not going to work out. So you're going to have it right there near the house at the local bar.
Where I met Charlie at.
Where you met Charlie. Okay, that's important.
Where I met Charlie.
That's important. That makes a difference.
Yes.
Okay, so now, yeah. That makes more sense to have it there.
I like and there's that. There's an outdoor stage and there's live music. And so behind the stage, it's like an upper deck because the stage is up higher than the rest of the patio, right?
Yeah.
And so there's an upper deck of seating behind the band.
Oh, wow.
On the stage. And it's all open. So you can hear the music. And it's kind of like the VIP section. And that's where we're going to have the party at.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, That should be fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be cool. And not anybody can just be up there.
Yeah. There's only one thing wrong with bachelor parties, and that's how they're titled in the first place. A bachelor party. Who wants to go with a party with a bunch of guys and no women?
Right. Well, you know what? I'm old.
Well, so am I, but.
And the only woman that I want is Charlie. So,
well, yeah, I get a
stripper
that.
Doesn't even.
Well, me.
I'm not even interested. Like,
it's like, what's the point? You know,
right. You know, I'm not interested in seeing some other woman naked.
I never really understood the draw to strip clubs. I just didn't get it. I was like, why would I go there and spend all this money on some woman I'm never going to have? I'm never going to have a chance to even have. And
that's not entirely true.
Well, maybe not, but even
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, even still, it's not something I dream about or long for, you know.
When I was younger, I'd taken a couple of strippers home,
and I get it, but it's just,
you know, take them to breakfast, then you take them home.
It never appealed to me.
Then you call them a taxi in the morning.
Well,
beating Krusty.
There's, you know, they're different. I mean, they're pretty business conscious. Most of them are, anyway. I mean, my foster kid, he's been living with a stripper for like 10 years. They own a house together. You know, she makes really good money. So
they do.
You know, I can't blame him there, but, you know, and she's a nice looking gal, but
yeah, just... Michael used to date a stripper.
Oh, really?
And she worked up here in Flagstaff at Bourbon Street. And yeah,
I get it because the amount of money you can make. But when you really think about what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, it just gets under my skin.
But, you know, back to the bachelor party. I mean, yeah, don't need it. Don't want it.
Yeah, don't
just
need it.
Just going to hang with the fellas and have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Have a few drinks and tell some stories.
Well, I'll be carried out.
Hey.
I'll tell you that.
Maybe it's just an idea, but. Maybe we could have a live podcast party recording. Get everybody on there.
Right.
I thought about doing that, you know, doing like an open house at a bar and doing a live, not live, but live recording basically of the podcast with different people.
Well, we're gonna have some background noise because we can't tell everybody to shut the fuck up.
Well, no, but that's the whole point. You tell people right away at the beginning. If you've got your microphone, you know, people are gonna hear you. They'll hear you over the noise.
That's true.
These microphones don't pick up a lot of surrounding noise. They have the noise cancellation, so
it's more directional, huh?
Yeah, they'll pick up some. And, you know, we'd hear all the noise in the bar, but you're not going to hear every bit of it. So
I see.
It's just like when the very first one you were on as a guest and your kid and his friend were talking in the background and stuff. I could hear all that, but it wasn't really loud. The microphone will pick it up. It's just, it only really picks up what is directly in front of it more intense.
I see.
So.
All right, then.
I think we could do it. It'd be fun. It would be really fun. I got a call from a guy today about shirts. I was going to make up shirts for the show, you know. They're not cheap.
No.
No, just t-shirts, like. minimum $15 a piece, or maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him the picture. He's going to work it up and let me know. But you got to buy 25 of them minimum.
Holy shit.
So we're talking, you know, $300-$400 by the time you, for the first order.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to order anything smaller than a large. I was going to order like 10 large and 15 extra large, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I thought about, you know, you got shirts and then you shirts and drink tickets is really all you'd need to put on a live broadcast from a bar.
Right.
You know, you could have drawings for drink tickets and drawings for shirts and you're good to go. people, they're getting a free drink or a free shirt, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, but
free drink tabs and a t-shirt for us signing up and to Spotify and saying you like us and follow us.
There you go. That's only worth one drink ticket. What are you talking about?
Yeah, one drink ticket.
Shoot, they're probably
You have to do it right there in front of us on your phone.
With the price of drinks now, it's each drink ticket will probably cost us, you know, $7.50 a piece. You know, that'd be enough to cover a highball or a beer. I don't know what booze costs anymore in the bar. I haven't drank at a bar in a long time.
Oh. But I know, at the bar Saturday night.
I know, like in some of the bigger cities, you can get just a regular drink is, you know, minimum like $10, you know.
Yeah.
And some even more than that. What the hell was it? Somebody was telling me they went and they had a couple of mimosas. And the mimosas were just in these like regular champagne glasses, and not very big glass. $14 a piece.
Holy shit stains.
I was like, you better bring me the rest of that bottle of champagne for that price, because you know, right? That's probably a $10 bottle of champagne. And
yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's it, you know. And there was probably an ounce of champagne in the mimosa, you know, in this little bitty glass. So
yeah, the rest is orange juice. They're charging you a shit ton of money for the
really?
Champagne.
$14.
That's ignorant.
Yeah, he said it was $28 for two mimosas. I was like, Holy shit. It's like, I'll just go buy a bottle of champagne and a bottle of orange juice and make my own. Screw that.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
But, you know, that's with everything these days.
Everything is higher. Thanks, Joe Biden.
But it's ridiculously higher.
I know. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like so much higher that you're like, okay, you're just fucking robbing me now, right? That's just right. what you're telling me. You just
taxation is theft, brother.
You just want to stick your hand in my pocket and take all my money. It just annoys the hell out of me that we all of a sudden are having to pay three times the price for everything.
They're sending all of our fucking money to the Ukraine, laundering the money, and it's coming back to their fucking offshore shell accounts.
That whole thing is...
They've got proven records, bank records.
Somebody, I don't care who it is, but somebody is going to get pissed off enough that they're going to push the button. And all hell's going to break loose. It only takes one.
Our air defense missiles are ready to go.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it only takes one person to push that button to get everybody on edge.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and we don't want that. We don't want a single bomb to go off anywhere. I don't want innocent people to die. And that's the ones who usually die. You know, even if you don't agree with what has been happening in the Ukraine, you can't blame the Ukrainians, the ones that the innocent ones who are suffering because of all the bullshit.
I don't think there's anything going on in the Ukraine, to tell you the truth.
Well, no.
I think it's all fake bullshit that they're just beating us full of crap.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I've seen, yeah, no.
It's hard they to fake. It's hard to fake all that.
Somebody did a concert. You two did a concert in the Ukraine while there's a war going on? No. And then they had soccer championships in the Ukraine while there's a war going on? No. Bullshit.
That's hard to believe that they... Why would they be doing any of that if there's a war going on?
There isn't. They're laundering their money through the Ukraine. The Ukraine.
Well, I do believe that that type of thing is more than likely happening. It's the administration that we currently have, and everyone that is.
He's compromised.
Yes. Everyone that is connected with him is compromised. It's frightening what's going on. I don't understand why people don't see that we aren't in a good spot at all.
No.
Well, we'll have to see who decides to step up to the plate.
Oh, you got DeSantis out there now.
This next go around. I don't know if
you got Trump, who's still leading the polls.
You really think he's gonna go the whole way, huh?
Yeah, he's not a quitter.
Well, good. Well, we'll see what happens, but I just want someone younger. Everything he's
been through, and they can't put him down. No, he's going all the way.
I just want someone younger. I don't think we need a 75-year-old man for our president. I think, someone in their...
He's there by age, but not in mind.
Maybe, but there is something about when you reach that age, even if you're sharp mind.
I agree with you, but...
You're living in a 100%. Yeah, but you're living in a different era within your head because you see things a different way because things were different when you were in your prime. But it's 20 years past your prime. Things have changed. So I don't know.
I think he's the only one that can fix it.
You might be right. Somebody's got to do something because Joe Biden. He's the
only one that's a businessman that can. He knows economics.
I haven't seen anything positive that Joe Biden has done.
Nothing.
I really haven't seen anything Joe Biden has done
in the last 55 years to make anything better.
But he's been in a political
office for 50-something years.
What has he accomplished? Anything?
Nothing. But yet everything gets blamed on Trump. Stuff that should have been resolved way before Trump even came into the picture. But yet they blame it on him because they had all this time to fix it themselves and they never did.
You know, it just surprises me how some people make it in to the presidency and others don't. How Joe Biden was ever backed to even run for president.
He ran his campaign out of his basement.
But
he got 81 million votes, they say.
Yeah, whatever. I know you said that.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
You know, if he did, then something is really screwy with the American public to think that they need to vote for somebody who doesn't know his head from his ass.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me how...
Well, $4.45 a gallon is good for you?
Well, how can you look at this man and think he has one
lick... cognitive ability to fucking wipe his own ass?
I heard him speaking on a show 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Man. When he was still campaigning, before he was even president. And what he was saying was like, he didn't even understand logic himself. It was like, he didn't know what he was saying. I couldn't make sense of what he was saying. And it wasn't like late in the evening. This was early in the day. But he was still far gone. And this is before he even became president.
Right, right.
You know, and you've seen how he's acted some of the times they've caught him on camera lately. Yeah. You know, and I don't mean to belittle the man. I don't know a whole lot about him, and be honest with you, I really don't. But
Everything that's happened to our lives in the last 2 years is all you really need to know about it. He's destroyed our country.
Everything that I see of him tells me that he doesn't even know who he is half the damn time.
Right.
I don't know how he could be expected to be cognitive enough to even
lead a country.
To lead a country. And if that's the case, then the vice president is even worse. So
she is a fucking moron.
What the hell are we gonna do? Because there's still a couple years to go, you know, year and a half anyway.
Yeah,
you
can do a lot of damage in 4 years,
you know, they have it.
Look at the damage in two.
They have not said anything about him running for a second term.
He won't be nominated by the DNC.
No, and I don't think he would survive it anyway.
Because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has already got his name in the Democratic race.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, we'll see.
He's a Republican running as a Democrat.
This whole thing is going to be interesting.
So they bottleneck it. So either way we go, Democrats got him to vote for. We got Trump to vote for. Either way, we get a Republican in the office.
Well, that's just playing it safe on their side, you know. But
hey, yeah. That's strategy right there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
It's smart.
I think Bernie Sanders is probably done. I don't think he's going to
run. Bernie's a fucking idiot.
I don't think he's going to run again this time.
That dumb motherfucker. He looks like a fucking communist.
Even though they were unrealistic, I did like some of his ideas. But they just weren't feasible. There is only so much tax money. Unless you continue to raise taxes for everyone, you got a limited amount of money. Somebody's got to
pay for all the free shit. Because you know
exactly.
Nothing in life is free.
Exactly. So Bernie Sanders is just a freaking,
and he's part of that Millionaires Boys Club. He's a millionaire himself.
Well, Yeah.
Like by $80 million worth. Bernie ain't no fucking joke motherfucker.
None of them are really, you know, and they're never going to.
They went into office broke as shit. They're coming out smelling like freaking roses.
Well, they do.
They've got more money than they know what to do with.
They do things to avoid paying all those high taxes.
Well, it's another thing. It's called insider trading.
Well, maybe.
Martha Stewart went to prison for that shit, and Nancy Pelosi gets away with it. How is that fucking right?
Well, I think that if we just hold our breath, maybe one more term.
Oh, fuck no.
Nancy Pelosi will just pass away.
Why isn't she already dead?
She can't live forever. She's already in her 80s.
Well, she's you know, she's pickled up with that vodka she drinks, so she's all preserved and shit.
Oh, maybe so. I don't know. But I've just never have heard anyone say anything nice about her at all. I mean,
she's an evil bitch.
She is, but I mean, you would think that even the most evil person has a good quality. But I've never heard anyone say anything at all, even the shade nice about her. I mean, it's and how she doesn't understand that everyone thinks that she's an evil bitch. Is beyond me, and maybe that's what she wants people to think. I don't know. I don't understand most of these people. They all live in their own
these
little
people need
world.
To be tried for treason and executed.
Well,
all of them.
Maybe so, but you know, you have to be able to prove that, and they don't seem to leave behind any evidence.
So, oh, there's evidence. They've got a shit ton of evidence on Biden and the whole fucking corrupt shit.
I'm sure there is. That's how they keep him under control.
And now they got proof of that Obama, Vice President Biden, all these people, James Comey, all of them knew that Hillary Clinton was going to put this fake hoax dossier out there to try and get Trump screwed up.
Oh, really?
They knew about it. That's election interference. They're wiretapping him.
She's been doing that kind of shit since Nixon.
They knew about it, and they have evidence of it. So that's treason. That's a coup against our government.
She was on the committee for when they were running the trial for Nixon, and she tried to push it to deny Nixon any legal representation. Mm. She's been a bitch since the start.
Oh yeah. You know, her and Bill was, they had an arranged, it was arranged marriage.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the power is behind those two backing them, but man, they got some power. You don't want to.
Yeah, they do.
You don't want to mess with them.
You gotta be careful. We don't want to get Hillary.
We don't want her knocking on our door. No, I don't.
That's right.
I don't want an email. I don't want anything from her.
keep your fucking emails.
Yeah, it'd be the end of it. But anyway, I just this whole situation that the world is in these days just blows my mind. But
yeah, it's bad.
We're not good, but. We'll have to leave that for another conversation. I think
so
far for this week, I think we're good. And until next time, think big,
think loud.